Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. A jury was seated and then opening arguments were made by attorneys Wednesday afternoon in the Plymouth County trial of a Merrill, Iowa man charged in the murder of his stepson and domestic assault against his wife. 84-year-old Thomas Knapp is charged with first-degree murder and willful injury for the May 11, 2020 shotgun shooting death of Kevin Juzik. Knapp is also charged with domestic abuse and willful injury for striking his wife during the same disturbance at their rural Merrill home. Plymouth County Attorney Darren Raymond is the prosecutor. Wendy Samuelson is representing Knapp. Their opening statements took just over a half hour to present, and the trial then adjourned until 9 a.m. this morning at the Plymouth County Courthouse in Lamar's. A collision between a semi and a farm tractor resulted in the death of a Sheldon man. 84-year-old George William Klein was driving a tractor north on Iowa 60 around 7:30 last night when the vehicle was rear-ended by a semi carrying an oversized load. Klein was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. The driver of the semi, 22-year-old Tyler Dale Fisk of Holcomb, Wisconsin, was not injured. Klein's body was sent to the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny. The crash occurred on Iowa 60, 2 miles south of Ashton. September is Preparedness Month in Iowa. Rebecca Socknot, Plymouth County's Emergency Management Coordinator, says it's a time to become ready in your home or car for an emergency or disaster.
So it's actually a nationwide Preparedness Month. I know the president signed a proclamation for that. And it's basically, you know, we're kind of in between the summer severe weather and coming into the winter months. So it is the time for the public and individuals to sit down and really start thinking about preparedness, from receiving notifications, making plans, how are you going to communicate between your family, building a kit, having a kit in your car and at home. So all the things that go with.
Socknot says much of your planning should be concentrated on making your car ready in case you're stranded on the road and making your home ready in case of a prolonged emergency. Socknot says there are several sources which have good information on emergency planning in the home. One is the National Weather Service office in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The other is the Iowa Emergency Management Agency. There's also a new alert system in Iowa called Iowa Alert, which can notify you of emergencies in Plymouth County. Socknot has been emergency management coordinator for Woodbury County since 2016. She became Plymouth County's emergency management coordinator this summer. The results from statewide assessment tests taken last spring show 3rd through 8th graders returned to pre-pandemic levels in reading proficiency, but the reading scores for 11th graders dropped 4%. Math scores improved among students in 3rd through 7th grades, but declined in higher grades, with 11th grade test results in math dropping 5%. Information released from the Department of Education shows students in 5th, 8th, and 10th grades had higher test results for science than they'd been in the spring of 2019. Officials in the Glenwood area are discussing what may happen to the property once the state facility that provides residential care to adults with intellectual disabilities is closed in 2024. Devin Embry, the superintendent of Glenwood School, says his district has developed plans to build a new elementary school, but they're now evaluating whether a building on the Glenwood Resource Center campus can be renovated. Embry says the state would have to agree to turn over a building that's ready for development, however.
Meaning we don't have to spend millions of dollars mitigating it from anything toxic or lead paint or asbestos or anything like that before we actually got to renovate it. The key there is the partnership with the state and what they're willing to do and what we can do with it, and then trying to get that communicated to our public so they can have a say.
The Glenwood Resource Center campus covers 1,000 acres, and at one time, the middle school for the Glenwood Community School District was on their property. The Glenwood School District has just under 2,000 students, and officials are concerned about enrollment losses as employees in the Glenwood Resource Center leave the community for work elsewhere. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.